WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey there, our fellow humans. It's Brooklyn Weston here, and welcome back to Modern Stoicism. Time is tools for today's challenges. I know, relationships can be a real roller coaster, right? Sometimes you're soaring high, laughing till your sides hurt. Other times, well, let's just say it feels like someone replaced the roller coaster with a rusty swing set. But guess what? Stoicism isn't just about weathering storms internally, it's also got some serious wisdom for navigating those tricky human connections. Ever felt like you're walking on eggshells around certain people? Or maybe you find yourself getting dragged into drama that has absolutely nothing to do with you. Trust me, I've been there. But the cool thing about Stoicism is it offers a roadmap for staying grounded even when things get crazy. Today, we're diving into some powerful Stoic principles that can seriously level up your relationships, making them more resilient, fulfilling, and frankly, less stressful. Firstly, remember this. You can't control other people. This is huge. It sounds obvious, but it's easy to fall into the trap of trying to change others to fit our expectations or needs. Instead, focus on what you can control your own thoughts, actions, and reactions. Let's say your friend cancels plans last minute for the fifth time in a row. Instead of spiraling into anger or resentment, practice empathy. Maybe they're going through something tough. Or maybe they just need to learn better communication skills, which, by the way, is a whole other conversation. Next up, practice active listening. I'm talking truly listening, not just waiting for your turn to speak. When someone's sharing their feelings or experiences, give them your full attention. Make eye contact, nod, ask clarifying questions, and let them know you genuinely care about what they have to say. This builds trust and connection, even if you don't agree with everything they are saying. You know that feeling when someone really listens to you? Like a weight has been lifted? That's the magic of active listening. Number 3, communicate clearly and respectfully. We all have different communication styles, but it's important to be mindful and express ourselves in a way that's both honest and considerate. Don't shy away from tough conversations, but always aim for kindness and understanding. Think about how you can frame your message constructively, focusing on I statements rather than blaming or accusing the other person. And let's not forget forgiveness. Holding on to grudges is like drinking poison and expecting the other person to die. It hurts you more than anyone else. Forgiving doesn't mean condoning someone's actions, it means choosing to release the anger and bitterness that's holding you back. It's a powerful act of self-love and liberation. Finally, cultivate gratitude. Seriously, take time each day to appreciate the good things in your relationships, the laughter, the support, the shared memories. Gratitude is a game-changer because it shifts our focus from what's lacking to what we already have. Now let me paint you a picture. Imagine Sarah and Michael, they've been together for 5 years, but lately, things have been tense. They constantly argue about chores, communication feels strained, and resentment is brewing. Sarah starts applying these Stoic principles. She focuses on her own actions instead of trying to change Michael, practices active listening when he talks, communicates clearly and respectfully about her needs, and even tries to forgive his past mistakes. It's a work in progress. Michael notices the shift in Sarah. He sees that she's calmer, more patient, and genuinely listens when he speaks. He starts making an effort to. They start having heartfelt conversations, appreciating each other's strengths, and even find time for fun activities together again. Their relationship isn't perfect, but it's stronger because they are both committed to growth and understanding. So, what are you waiting for? These Stoic principles aren't just abstract ideas, they're practical tools you can use right now to build healthier, more fulfilling relationships. Start by focusing on your own actions, practicing active listening, communicating clearly and respectfully, cultivating forgiveness, and appreciating the good things in your connections. Remember, even small changes can make a big difference. And hey, if you find yourself struggling with a particular relationship challenge, don't hesitate to share it in the comments below. We're all in this together, and let's support each other on this journey of growth and connection. Until next time, keep those Stoic principles shining bright.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.